Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
And if I could say one thing, divided, we are Americans. United, we are American.
In Lower Manhattan, family members gathering, remembering their loved ones and reading the names of the victims. Mothers, fathers, sons and daughters. So many innocent lives taken by terrorists on September 11th, 23 years ago. Our Glenn Schuck is in Lower Manhattan for us this morning.
During the moments of silence here, you could actually hear people sobbing. Hundreds filling the Memorial Plaza, including Anthula Katz Matidis, who lost her brother John, Cantor Fitzgerald.
John was one of those, like, crazy, loud, fun-loving, extremely happy-go-lucky guy that everyone adored. Everyone thought he was their best friend. He was certainly my best friend.
She has not missed 1 year of this anniversary ceremony.
You know, 23 years later, people assume that it's been a long time, and it has been. But when you're left with this unbelievable void, no passage of time will ever fill that.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at the September 11th Memorial.
And today is also a day of service for, as we remember those that we lost on 9/11. 23 years later, the anniversary of 9/11 has become the nation's largest day of service and the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum gathering place for that.
Well, this is an amazing day. Thousands of volunteers here right in front of me wearing their hairnets and getting ready to pack up clothing to start putting meals together. This is National Meal Pack Day. This is something not only here in New York City on the Intrepid, I'm here below deck on this massive below deck, but this is happening nationwide. They're putting meals together for Food Bank, City Harvest. This is the eighth year that they're doing this. We just had a live performance from the actors from MJ the Musical singing I'll Be There. But before that, there was a moment of silence for all those lost on 9/11, and there was a fire bell rung for the firefighters. So beautiful tributes here today, and also a day of service. We're waiting for them to actually beat the gong. Ready? I don't know if you heard that, but they just hit the gong, which means they are going to get ready to go. The DJ is going to start the music, and we're working here. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, on the Intrepid on 92.3 FM.
Well, at the site of the Pentagon attack, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin delivering remarks about the resolve of workers there following 9/11.
We don't just work near a memorial. We work in a memorial. Every day we serve in the only surviving building struck by Al-Qaeda on 9/11. And every day we carry a powerful sense of purpose.
And as always, ceremonies will also be held today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.